This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. Mikhailo Verbitsky was a prominent 19th century Ukrainian composer, conductor and priest who was best known as the composer of the Ukrainian national anthem. Ukraine's glory has not perished. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone and welcome to episode 155 of The Joy of Classical Music and Ukraine's Glory Has Not Perished, an episode of music about Ukraine by Ukrainian composers. In expectation of a quick and decisive victory, on February the 24th, 2022, Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. 4 years on, the Ukrainians are showing the world that no amount of military might can subdue a people determined to remain free, sovereign, and self-determining. And before I get properly started, apologies to any Ukrainians who might be listening in. My pronunciation of Ukrainian names and words is marginal, to say the least. The High Pass Melody, also known as Melody in A Minor, was written by Ukrainian composer Maryslav Shkorik for a 1982 Soviet war film called The High Pass. Set in the Carpathian Mountains of southern Ukraine, the story concerns a peasant family torn apart by conflicting political loyalties during and after the Second World War. While the film has faded into obscurity, the melody from Shkorik's score has taken on a life of its own. Often described as the spiritual hymn of Ukraine, it has become a touchstone for Ukrainian resistance and resilience. Here's the Odessa Philharmonic Orchestra. ¶¶ Ukrainian composer Yevhen Stankovich's Ukrainian Poem is a musical reflection that explores the resilience and endurance of Ukrainian cultural identity. Here's violinist Solomia Soroka and pianist Arthur Green. Thank you. Ukrainian composer, ethnomusicologist and teacher Mykola Leontovich is best known for Shedrik, a 1916 choral arrangement of a traditional Ukrainian New Year's folk chant that tells of a swallow flying into a household to announce a bountiful and prosperous spring for the family. A useful metaphor for the swiftly emerging certainty of an unfettered Ukraine and its prosperous European future. And we're back to Yevhen Stankovich, and this time it's his 2013 composition, Passions for Taras, a 9-movement oratorio that explores Ukrainian identity through the poetry of Taras Shevchenko. Born a serf and later exiled for his revolutionary poetry, Shevchenko came to embody the suffering and defiance of his people. Personally banned by the Tsar from writing or painting, he nevertheless left behind a body of work that carried Ukrainian language, history, and longing for freedom into the heart of national consciousness. Prophet does the second movement from Passions for Taras and describes Shevchenko as a patriot, seer, and preacher of spiritual freedom. Here's the National Choir of Ukraine.
Oh,
guitarist Shevchenko's 1840 poetry collection, Kobza, which means bard, is the foundational work of modern Ukrainian literature. With its focus on national identity history and the struggle against Russian imperial oppression, it is considered the prophetic cornerstone of Ukrainian identity. The book's opening poem, My Thoughts, entwines Shevchenko's personal struggles with the pain, memory, and destiny of Ukraine. Here's the National Academic Ukrainian Folk Choir with a choral folk setting of My Thoughts. Yevhen Stankovich's 1977 folk opera, When the Fern Blooms, was commissioned to showcase Ukrainian culture at an international exposition planned for the Opera de Paris in 1978. During the dress rehearsal for the Kiev premiere, the chief Soviet ideologue, Mikhail Suslov, fearing that its vivid portrayal of Ukrainian culture would encourage Ukrainian patriotism, shut it down and ordered the sets and costumes destroyed. A unique blend of symphonic music, choral singing, and Ukrainian folk traditions, When the Fern Blooms was the first modern work of its kind, and it wasn't going to be erased so easily. In 2026, Russian forces in occupied Ukrainian territories have destroyed heritage, looted artifacts, imposed ideological re-education, and suppressed the Ukrainian language. In that context, When the Fern Blooms is more than an opera. It is a bulwark against repeated Russian attempts to extinguish Ukrainian culture. And from When the Fern Blooms, here's the Lviv National Opera with Earth, Give Your Blessing. Lysenko was a foundational Ukrainian composer, pianist, conductor, and ethnomusicologist, and is widely regarded as the father of Ukrainian classical music. Composed in 1885, during a time of intense Russian censorship, his prayer for Ukraine has evolved into a powerful symbol of national identity, resilience, and unity. Here's the Ukrainian Bandurist Chorus.
Oh,
Ukrainian aspiration for self-determination stretches back nearly four centuries, and 250 of those years have been under Russian rule, with Putin's special military operation being but the latest chapter in a long history of violent subjugation. But of all the crimes inflicted upon the Ukrainian people by the Russians, the worst by far is the Holodomor. Between 1932 and 1933, Soviet authorities manufactured a hunger-driven genocide to crush Ukrainian aspirations. And while the true extent of the deaths will never be known, it is generally agreed that somewhere between 3 and 4 million Ukrainians died over two horrific years. Valentin Bibik is one of the most important voices in modern Ukrainian music, and his 1992 Crying and Prayer is a work of memory dedicated to the victims of the Holodomor. Next week, it's Strange Dreams, the first of two episodes devoted to dreams, and the featured work is Eniahu Ruatavara's Piano Concerto No. 3, Gift of Dreams. Until then, here's the Academic Symphony Orchestra of the National Philharmonic of Ukraine. Slava Ukraini! Long may you endure.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.